It's Grammy night, and you may or may not know the name Harvey Mason Jr. He's won Grammys for his work with Toni Braxton. He's won Grammys for his work with Justin Timberlake. For Jennifer Hudson. I'm here when you call. You've got it all. And confidence like I never knew. He's won Grammys for his work with Chris Brown. I'm not through. Beyonce. Harvey Mason Jr. And he's up for another Grammy tonight. And that's for the soundtrack for Pitch Perfect 2, the best soundtrack. Harvey Mason Jr.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Now you know who Harvey Mason Jr. is.
If you can see me, I'm blushing.
Is it fair still to call your production team the underdogs?
It is. We've always been underdogs, but we're doing some good things, and I'm really excited. I'm proud of what I've accomplished, but I'm looking forward to the future. Tonight's going to be a big night. Hopefully, we can pull another one out of the hat.
What were you doing before you became an award-winning producer?
I was actually a basketball player. I played
college ball, right?
Yeah, I was a shooting guard on the University of Arizona basketball team. Went to the Final Four. Had a career-ending knee injury and kind of turned my focus towards music. So I've had a great, great background.
What was your background in music?
I just took piano lessons as a kid. My father was a musician and just kind of grew up around it my whole life. And basketball was a little detour, and then after ball, I just came right back to music.
So this is a big weekend. Which would you have chosen if they had been on the same nights, the All-Star Game or the Grammys?
Come on, no question. The Grammys, I'm music all the way now.
And you play with Steve Kerr, right?
If I'm playing in the All-Star Game, then I have a little bit of a problem.
So if they had a music team for the All-Star Game, you would have been there.
Yeah, I'd have to be on that. Yeah.
Okay, so you've created all of these hits. What's your secret? What's your science? What's your formula
for creating? When you hear one, right?
Yeah.
Right away.
What's your science? What's your? How do you know a Grammy-winning song?
Well, I don't think there's really any formula or secret. For me, what I try and do is I try and work extremely hard. I'm very focused. I try and use my athletic background to just really, really go for it and push harder than most producers. I stay in the studio longer than most people. I sacrifice more. And then ultimately, I just try and make music that I like. I try and do projects that I like. I don't make music for everybody else. I don't sit there and think, okay, what's Tom Joyner audience going to like, or what is this person like? I make music that I like, and hopefully my taste aligns with the general public. And so far, it's been pretty good.
Well, before you had all these Grammys, you had to do stuff that everybody else liked, huh?
Yeah, but I always still, if I'm in the studio writing a song or working with an artist, I'm not gauging it by external judgment. I'm gauging everything that comes through the speakers with my own personal taste. And if I like it, then I record it. If I don't, then I keep working until
it's
good enough.
And do you hear an artist when you are coming up with this music, a specific artist, like this would be good for Justin?
This is for Beyonce, yeah, man.
Yes. I'm always writing with an artist in mind, and most times I'm writing with an artist. I'm already on the project where they're around in the studio or in the lounge, and I know that we have to come up with something for them. So I'm very specific when I'm writing.
Is there anybody you want to that you haven't yet? Because it seems like your who's who's list is incredible.
Yeah, it's been great so far. I still feel like I would do a great record with Usher, and I haven't worked with him for some strange reason. He's the one person that I have.
Kanye could use some help.
That'll be fun.
And you've done some of the great music of this season. I mean, you're with Straight Outta Compton, nominated for Pitch Perfect. You did The Wiz Live. Mm-hmm. It's an embarrassment of riches for you.
Well, thank you.
But you've worked very hard for this. Did you see yourself working towards music the way you did in basketball?
Absolutely. And I think I took advantage of kind of some of my experiences, people I was around. I played for Hall of Fame coach Lute Olson. He taught me a lot. Played with Steve Kerr, as you said, and Sean Elliott and Kenny Lofton and other great athletes that really showed me the way and gave me the path. You work hard, you set goals, you sacrifice, and that's not usually something people do in the music business. They just kind of, you know, they're musicians or they're artists, and it's like, hey, let's just make music. But I was really, really aggressive and intense about the way I approached my music career.
Oh, Harvey Mason Jr.
I am such a big fan of yours. I really am, and your work
you
and your
What
your
artist would you say is underrated right now?
Oof, underrated? Well, I don't know if I can call Tori Kelly underrated because she is nominated for Best New Artist, but she's one of the best singers that I've worked with, period, you know, bar none, after having done Whitney and Michael and Aretha. All those singers are incredible. Tori Kelly is an amazing, amazing vocalist, so she's underrated.
And you came up under good music, too, with your dad being the drummer.
I did.
That he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was an amazing influence on my life and on my career. I grew up in the studio since I was born, basically. So every summer I was working with my dad, doing cartage or playing piano, doing something. So I grew up in the business.
That's well, good luck to the people who are nominated in your category tonight.
Well, thank you,
Keep up the great work.
Harvey Mason Jr.
Thanks.